This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When renters are evicted, many can end up in worse housing, if not homeless. Data show health problems often worsen, kids have more trouble at school, and chances of losing a job goes up. Now, pre-pandemic, landlords filed something in the range of 3.6 million eviction cases a year nationwide, according to Princeton's Eviction Lab. During a stretch of pandemic, some places barred evictions for a time, but now the numbers have skyrocketed, and that doesn't count those forced out without formal eviction proceedings when landlords threaten or use other illegal tactics. Christopher Connolly from KERA News in Dallas reports.
Back in January, Nicole Hernandez was renting a room in Garland, Texas, when her relationship with her landlord went south. She says the landlord wanted her to leave. Hernandez said she'd go when a court told her to and stopped paying rent. Instead of filing an eviction case, though, Hernandez says the landlord and her family subjected her to months of what she calls harassment and abuse.
They've cut the valves on my tires. They've kicked in a deadbolt lock on my door and stole my fan out of my room.
Hernandez has called the police, but she can't definitively prove who's behind all that. Her landlord didn't respond to multiple requests for comment. This summer, the landlord finally took Hernandez to court for non-payment of rent. Hernandez lost and was given about a week to move out or appeal. But later that day, she says she came home and her window air conditioner was smashed. It was over 100 degrees that week.
The heat was making me very sick, and I felt like it was hard for me to breathe, just walk from my bed into the bathroom.
Stories like this don't surprise Mark Melton from the Dallas Eviction Advocacy Center. He's heard about landlords allegedly pulling breakers on air conditioners, illegally towing cars, banging on tenants' windows in the middle of the night. And while he can't be certain it's the landlord in every case, Melton says they have a motive.
They want to make it as miserable as possible for that tenant to stay so that they'll leave voluntarily so that they don't have to go through the trouble of filing an eviction.
Tenants' rights advocates say it's even more common for landlords to use tactics that are likely illegal but hard to prove are retaliatory. Say a landlord refuses to renew a lease because a tenant is demanding repairs or files an eviction case with no grounds to evict. Jason Simon from the Apartment Association of Greater Dallas says most landlords do follow the law, but there are bad actors.
I mean, I would condemn anyone for putting someone's life at risk over an air conditioner or retaliating or destroying someone's home.
Melton, the eviction lawyer, agrees, but he does see this kind of landlord behavior a lot.
Primarily around people that are poor, where they are just being abused.
In a lot of cases, Melton says renters could pursue legal recourse, but that can be time-consuming and complicated, so many of them just end up moving out. In Dallas, I'm Christopher Connolly for Marketplace.